Did you know that there's a mirror effect that happens when you're communicating with someone in a relationship? When you learn this effect, you'll be able to feel more in control of your relationships and be able to better solve the problems that happen in them. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go D-O, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do. And it's in everything you be and do that makes you you.
Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is number 37 on the podcast, where I teach you about different ways of thinking and how you can understand the people you love so that you can improve your relationships and better be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. If you haven't already subscribed, please do. New content comes out every week, and it's always something you can use that will be helpful to you in your life and especially in your relationships. Today, we're going to talk about something I discovered over the course of my marriage that completely rocked my world, but is probably one of the things that helps me the most in my relationships. It's helped me in not being so judgmental, to just love people, and to be able to get along with people that I might not normally get along with. I call it the mirror effect, and it's pretty powerful. In case you're new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is a huge concept I discovered during also the course of my marriage, but also in the aftermath, after my divorce, as I began talking with hundreds of other divorced singles about problems that different people had during their marriages. I learned that a lot of the same exact things that I had been feeling and thinking were exactly the same with some of these other people, and a lot of them were caused by misperception and different ways of thinking. I thought that the problems I'd had in my marriage were because of mental illness and something called Asperger's. But after I began studying and talking to so many others, I realized that this wasn't something just between me and my husband and my relationship, but something that everyone experienced. And by understanding these differences, it can really make a difference. And I'm excited to share a big part of it today and how it all came together. And this is something that I again call the mirror effect. Before I go too far into this podcast, let me give a quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. What I've learned has only come from my own experiences and with talking with so many people, and also a lot of prayer, as I wanted to understand the people I cared about, but we just had opposite ways of thinking. And what I've learned has been so helpful in being able to love and understand people more deeply. So I love to share it with people, and I hope it will help you in your life and relationships, but please check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or a credentialed professional before you make any life-changing decisions. So with that out of the way, let's get started. First of all, let me explain what the mirror effect is. When you look into a mirror, what do you see? Well, of course, you're going to see a reflection of yourself. It's exactly opposite what you look like because you're flipped. But it's a good representation of what you look like because you're seeing yourself the way other people see you. Sometimes people like to get dressed up in costumes or want to look a certain way. And the mirror is a really helpful tool to help you see what other people are seeing. And it can also help you to make sure that what other people see is the you that you want other people to see. You get to choose how you want to be seen. Now, I want you to also think about what would happen if you stuck your tongue out at the mirror. What would happen? Well, obviously, your reflection would also stick their tongue out at you. And if you yelled at the mirror, then that reflection in the mirror would also yell back at you. It's reflecting what you do first in the mirror. Now, I want you to think, would you ever get angry with your reflection because it was yelling at you or because they stuck their tongue out at you? Well, certainly not, because you were the one that did it first. You were asking for it, so to speak, by doing what you did first. And they're just reflecting that. So could you ever change what your reflection was doing? Of course, but it means changing something you're doing to change what is reflecting. A mirror is just super helpful in being able to see yourself so that you can make sure that what you're getting back is what you want. And if it's not, then you need to change something about yourself. Now, what we may not know, and what I didn't know until I discovered it during my marriage, is that we can also control a lot of how people think and feel about us by controlling the way we think and feel about others. It happens a lot in our relationships and in our communication that the way we feel and think about other people is the same way they feel and think about us. I want you to think about this for a minute. When you feel like someone doesn't like you, how do you usually feel about them? When you don't trust someone, is it possible that they may not trust you either? When someone is angry, do you often feel angry too? How easy is it to love someone who you know loves and adores you? These kinds of emotions and feelings are easy to reflect back and forth between people. When one person feels a certain way about another, it's natural to mirror those same feelings. That's the natural way we think and the natural way we feel. But when you understand this concept and how it works, then when you're having a hard time understanding someone or you want to improve a relationship, then you can look at this mirror and recognize that by changing the way you feel and think, you can have a more positive effect on them. If they're not feeling close to you, then instead of mirroring that feeling of not feeling close to them, you can change your feelings and try to feel closer to them. Try to find those feelings of love that are going to help offset that so that they feel more love towards you. That was exactly what I was doing when I discovered the be-do concept and these opposite ways of thinking. I was trying to help my husband to feel closer to me as I was feeling more love for my husband, but unfortunately we had these different ways of thinking that were also offsetting our relationship and that I talk about a lot in this podcast. But one of the things that I realized near the end of my marriage was that we were feeling exactly the same during our whole marriage. Our marriage was a roller coaster relationship with lots of ups and downs and turnarounds. It was really hard for me to understand why sometimes my husband would feel super close to me, but at other times it didn't seem like he cared about me at all. And our whole marriage was that way for 23 years. But that was when I realized that I couldn't always be the mirror image of how he was feeling. That was often how it is. We're mirrors of each other. And so we always have the choice of if we're going to be the mirror and decide how we feel towards someone else, or if we're going to be that flip side reflection of the mirror that is reacting to other people's feelings. In our marriage, I was really the flip side. I was reacting to his feelings. When he didn't feel close to me, I didn't feel close to him. And when he was feeling close to me, then I felt really close to him. But I was definitely in more of a reaction mode than being the one that was choosing how I was going to feel. And I realized that I didn't want to always go up on that up and down roller coaster with him and that I didn't have to match how he was feeling. And understanding this mirror effect also gives you that control so that you don't always feel like you have to match how other people are feeling. You get to choose how you're going to feel. Now, there was some times in my marriage where after I learned I could be happy and I could stay happy, that he was really confused because normally I would get frustrated and angry with him, and I stopped being that for him. I stopped being that reactive person that I think he was used to. And the good thing about understanding the mirror effect is anytime you do something different, your relationship is going to change. Our relationship changed because I wasn't reflecting things the same way I had been before. I was choosing how I wanted to feel. And unfortunately, that's when my marriage tanked and my husband wanted to divorce me. But that was okay because I had learned how to control my own feelings. I felt like I had done everything to try and save my marriage. and I felt peace because I wasn't in that roller coaster of emotions, always feeling like I had to respond to all of those feelings. And so this mirror effect can really be helpful that way. After my divorce, I learned even more about this mirror effect, though. I remember going to a party and I saw this girl who I just kind of bristled at. You know, there's just some people where you just maybe feel a little bit different around them and you're not sure how they feel about you. And really, there wasn't any good reason for how I was feeling. She just came off a little bit stuck up and she kind of reminded me of those popular kids at school that hadn't treated me very well. So I kind of just felt like maybe she would be that way to me too if I tried to talk to her. And so I was tempted to just kind of ignore her and walk away. But I was learning about this concept and thinking about how people feel the same way about each other, especially in communication. And I thought about if it was possible that she might think the same thing about me. And as I thought about that, like, would she think that I was stuck up and that I wasn't treating her very well, or that I thought I was too good for her? And I realized if I was doing what I would normally do and just kind of ignoring her and walking away, it could definitely come off that way. And it might be perceived that way, which is so much about the be-do concept and these different ways of thinking. Our perception of what we see can feel a certain way, but it may not be based on what's actually true or accurate. So when I started to see things from this different angle, I didn't want to come off as stuck up. I didn't want to be that person that I was afraid she was. And so when we don't like the view that we're seeing, sometimes that is a good impetus for change. And I was definitely humbled and I thought, you know what, I am going to just go talk to her and I'm going to see if I'm right or if maybe something is different. And so it was kind of an experiment to see what happened. And I went up to her and, you know, she was gorgeous. She looked like a cheerleader. It was probably a little bit of feelings of jealousy that sparked the whole incident in the first place. But I just told her that she was very pretty and it was a genuine compliment. And I was just curious to know how she was going to react to me. And to my surprise, she just beamed. She gave me the biggest smile and just thanked me so graciously. And my perception of her changed instantaneously. She was so kind and just it made me feel special. I was so glad to have given her that compliment. And we became friends. And she's someone I still see every once in a while. And I think we feel genuinely close to each other. When we decide to treat others with kindness and love is reflected back to us. That experience was life-changing for me. I began to think of how I wanted to be perceived in the feelings that I had towards other people. So instead of thinking maybe this person would be a good person to talk to or this person wouldn't be, I just assumed everyone would be a good person to talk to. Everyone would appreciate a kind comment or a friend that would like a friend. And that has always come back to me. It's always been a good thing. Some of my best friends are people that I never expected to become good friends with. And some of these people are people that have really taught me more about the concept and about these different ways of thinking. And it's this mirror effect that helps me feel safe enough to do that. Because when I go out of my way to treat people with kindness, others have naturally treated me also with kindness. Now, of course, that's not always the case. And of course, there are people out there that aren't looking to treat others with kindness. However, though other people may choose to not treat you with kindness, that doesn't mean that you have to reflect back to them those unkind feelings. I've learned that the kindest thing to do is to just expect the best and to believe in them and to expect that they're not trying to harm you. And when I've done that, even when people are in a bad mood, usually they'll come back and say they're sorry or, you know, try to repair the relationship because they know I wasn't trying to hurt them. And I think that's something that we all want. We just want to feel safe with people. We want to feel like people care. It's when people don't know that or they're afraid that something's changed and that you don't see the best in them that relationships start to go downhill and things can get really bad first or really bad fast. And so I love this mirror effect because when you try to make a difference to others, it always makes a difference for you as well. I think about the teachers and mentors in my life that have made the biggest impact on me. I don't think they were trying to make me feel a certain way towards them. I really think they were just trying to make a difference and be kind for me and encourage me. But my feelings towards those mentors and teachers, oh my goodness, I love them so much. They've just made such a big difference to me. And when you decide to be that person who makes a difference in other people's lives, there is a reaction and a feeling of joy that just comes back, and it's wonderful. Now, just in case you think I'm saying that what I'm saying is easy, especially in a marriage or a place where you're not feeling loved and the person that you're trying to love isn't very lovable, I'm not saying it's easy, and it's in fact very, very difficult. When I was trying to love my husband so that some of that love could come back in our relationship, I was praying so hard because I couldn't do it by myself. I was just focusing on the Savior who I knew loved my husband, and I was praying that he would help me to be able to feel that love too. And it was a blessing. It was a gift that came. I think it's charity, that pure love of Christ, because he's the one that can help you to fill your heart with love. And as you focus on love and try to feel that way towards him and his children, then he's going to help you to be able to have that love for other people so that that is what can be reflected. It's really hard sometimes because in life, people do things that aren't fair or they make bad choices that affect us. However, all of these things have been paid for by our Savior. He's the one that will judge them. And our job is to love. He sees the mirror. He sees who's reflecting who. And we get to choose how we're going to be and what we're going to do. And those choices are going to come back to us for better or for worse. We're not going to be able to blame the person in the mirror and say, oh, well, you know, I was just reflecting them. No, you get to choose how you're going to be. You get to choose and have other people reflect your choices. And hopefully those are out of love, because that's when you'll be able to feel that joy. That joy that I felt has just been beyond explanation. I believe it's a reflection of God's love as we feel his love for us. It's energizing and it's so hope-filled, and it can really bless you. I hope as you look in the mirror and look at the people around you that you'll just look at them in positive ways, thinking good thoughts about them, and make efforts to show positive feelings towards them. You might be surprised at what's reflected back to you when you make those efforts. It's been pretty powerful for me, and I know it would be powerful for you as well. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Relationships are never easy, but they are so worthwhile. For all that you can learn and even the sacrifices you sometimes have to deal with, I think relationships are just so worth it. If you have any questions or want to learn about a particular topic, I hope you'll share it with me. I'd love to hear how you're enjoying this podcast and if it's been helpful to you at all. I love having the opportunity to share some of these things I've learned and to be able to share them on a bigger scale. So if you would like me to share them with your organization or group, I'd love the opportunity. Just let me know. So that's the message for today. Thanks so much for listening. And as always, if you know someone that could use this podcast, please share it with them. I hope you have a great day, and I'll chat with you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.
It's up to Y-O-U what you will be.